Finance with Scott Haywood.
Scotty Haywood, ever thought about becoming a truckie? Good morning.
No, I'm not the best driver, to be honest, at the best of times, let alone a truck. And one of the things, I had to reverse a guy at mate's jet ski one day, and that took me about 20 minutes, which was slightly embarrassing because I didn't know how to do it. So, no, I'm not going to have anything on the back of my car. Also, no trailer, no truck, no, not for me.
Right, okay. But trucking, as Carl pointed out, is a major part of our industry and the way we get things around the joint.
Well, through COVID, the reliance that we had on transport from, particularly for Aldi, Coles, IGA and Woolworths was absolutely critical. And the supply chains and the logistics that they had to come up with to get food on the shelves and things like, we had toilet paper shortages and all that sort of stuff, was heavily reliant on truck drivers. So yeah, that supply chain in a country of the size of ours is absolutely critical, and I applaud everyone in that industry who puts it all together.
So the Dow finished up 132. What are we expecting today, Scotty?
Yeah, no good, Carl. It's not just the Dow that you've got to be watching. You've got to be watching all Asia, European and US markets. And there is another, it's going to be a bumpy week, unfortunately, gents. But despite the fact that US central banks are pretty comfortable with where their position is in Europe, a very sharp plunge in Deutsche Bank share price on Friday night. The German giant collapsed nearly 10% on Friday after the significant rising cost of insuring its bonds against the risk of default. So, of course, we have car insurance, we have home insurance and contents insurance. Financial institutions also have to pay insurance on the fact that they may default or they may not be able to get a reinsurer for an insurance policy. So the market is very suspicious and wary, so I'm expecting more weakness in our banks today. Look, this was never going to be something that was going to be sold overnight, but what has happened is it has been solved much faster than one would expect because the central banks in different countries like Switzerland and the US have come in. But of course, we have seen UBS purchase Credit Suisse. The stress test of what's going to take place between Deutsche Bank we'll learn in coming days. But the German institution has had a more profitable life than Credit Suisse. But again, my concern for our share market is, again, people will still be worried about banks, and they represent such a big part of the Australian Stock Exchange. So I'm expecting our market to open maybe 4, 5, 10 points down, just on the fact of that worrying sign that we're seeing now in Europe.
Yeah, indeed. All right. I thought we might have a positive day, but a flat day, according to Scotty. Good on you, mate. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Thanks, fellas.